Track 10, and more news stories. Shop shut for selling counterfeit goods. A Tynmouth shop has been shut down by the police for 3 months for selling counterfeit goods. The closure order was granted for the JR Mini Market in Bank Street. A police spokesman said, "This is as a direct result of being caught selling counterfeit tobacco products on several occasions by Trading Standards. JR Mini Market must now remain closed for 3 months. Failure to comply with the order can result in arrest and prosecution. Unlike regulated tobacco products, counterfeit and illegal products are not subject to quality control, so pose higher health risks and have a negative impact on local legitimate businesses. The closure is part of a clampdown by police and Trading Standards on illegal tobacco sales, and the police have pledged robust action against any premises selling fake goods."
Banking Hub finally find permanent home. A permanent home for the Dawlish Banking Hub is now open for business. The facility has officially opened at premises in Brunswick Place. Town councillors have welcomed the opening of the important new facility, which will provide residents and local businesses with access to essential face-to-face banking services, supporting the high street and ensuring vital services remain within the community. A spokesman for Dawlish Town Council, which campaigned with traders for a hub in the town, said, "Thank you to everyone involved in making this happen, a positive step forward for Dawlish. We encourage residents to make use of the hub and support this valuable addition to our town." A temporary hub opened in August 2024 at Strand Hall and has been operating there until the new permanent location could be found. Cash Access UK, which runs the county's growing network for banking hubs, is a not-for-profit company set up by a number of UK banks and building societies to enable consumers and small businesses to access cash, deposit and basic banking services where they are needed across the UK. Dawlish has been without a high street bank branch for some years, and the banking hub has proved popular with customers who want to visit a branch in person. The hub will be open Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and customers are able to access a variety of services, including withdrawing cash, depositing cash, deposit checks, pay utility bills and check account balances, as well as top up gas and electricity. Registered business customers can also collect change. A community banker is available, and there is a private space for face-to-face talks about more complicated banking inquiries. A member of staff from banking companies is available each day. On Monday, this is Barclays, Santander on Wednesdays, NatWest on Thursday, and Lloyds on Fridays.
Series of walks to mark Two Moors Way's 50th. This May marks the golden anniversary of Devon's famous long-distance walking trail, the Two Moors Way. The 102-mile route starts in Ivybridge on the southern edge of Dartmoor and finishes at Lynmouth on the North Devon coast. It's linked in 2005 with the Irm Plym Trail to create the 117-mile Devon coast-to-coast starting from Wembury. The 50th anniversary of this wonderful route is being marked by a series of circular guided walks run by Exeter and District Group of the Ramblers. Walks are free to attend. Pre-booking is advised. I'm not going to read the whole programmes, but there's a 11-mile walk from Lynmouth on March the 28th. On April the 11th, there's a 9-mile moderate walk. There's a Holne walk on April the 25th, Withypool on May the 16th, and Friday, May the 29th will be the 50th anniversary. And that will have two moderate 7-mile linear walks from Witheridge, Welmston Cross to Mortchard Bishop. There'll be a celebratory tea at the Memorial Hall, kindly provided by the WI, with a speaker and a photo exhibition and a TMW merchandise from 2:30 p.m. And pre-booked bus transport is available to starting points, and you have to confirm that when booking. I'm going to give you how you can book now. I know this might be difficult for some of you, but you might have some help or have someone who you know might want to go on one of these walks. So to register, you can email jointhebigwalk@btinternet.com. And for other information, email info@twomoresway.org. So I'll say that again. To register, you can email jointhebigwalk@btinternet.com. And for other information, email info@twomoresway.org. I'm sure it'll be a very enjoyable set of walks.
Bereavement Cafe opens in Dawlish. A funeral home in Dawlish has launched a new monthly bereavement cafe. The Coffee and Friends sessions, held at the Co-op Funeral Care on Lawn Terrace, take place on the first Friday of every month from 10:30 a.m. until 12 p.m. The relaxed drop-in meetings are open to anyone experiencing bereavement or loneliness. Run by funeral director Catherine Bates and funeral arranger Valerie Worthington, the group provides an informal and supportive environment where people can chat and meet others over tea, coffee and homemade cake. Catherine said, "We wanted to create something warm and approachable. It's simply a chance to sit together and share experiences. Grief can feel isolating and loneliness can affect people at any stage of life."
Reopen village store still on the cards. A new lease of life for a closed store in the heart of Chudley Knighton is still on the cards as a new planning application is submitted to Teignbridge Council. The updated planning application to reopen the former post office. Similar to the first application, the new proposal is to reopen the store on a smaller scale and with on-site accommodation. The shop would prospectively be operated with one member of staff at a time, the statement added. Teignbridge Council are due to make a decision on April the 21st. The village store and former post office in the village has been shut for more than 3 years after the previous owner deemed it not viable to run such a large shop in the small village. The design and access statement goes on to say, "Chudley Knighton is a fast-growing community with many new houses being built and many more planned around the village. This new venture would complement the community and make the shop a go-to place for the residents to obtain their everyday essentials, especially the elderly, without having to travel. This would also aid their well-being and bring a greater sense of community back to the village."
Green light given to extend closed pub. Plans to extend and refurbish a Teignbridge pub has been closed since 2022, have now been approved and it looks to reopen by Easter. The application includes provision for widespread refurbishment, chiefly the replacement of existing windows, doors, fascias, soffits, gutters and downpipes. The pub has been closed since 2022 and has remained empty ever since, despite being registered as an asset of community value in the following year. But in spite of this status, the future of the Red Lion Inn remained uncertain. In 2024, permission was granted to convert the pub into houses, seeming to seal the pub's fate. However, the new owners, EGN Services Limited, a family-owned investment group, are keen for the Red Lion Inn to open its doors as a public house once again. The design, access and heritage statement for 26, the applicant said that the applicants are committed to re-establishing the Red Lion Inn as a viable and valuable asset to Tedburn St Mary, reasserting itself as a traditional local pub offering a destination for good quality local food and drink. In order to facilitate this, it's imperative that the existing pub arrangement is sensitively refurbished and upgraded to offer a more sustainable and viable pub layout and improved visitor experience. In order to achieve this, it's imperative that the public front-of-house bar, eating and drinking areas are improved and increased in size, And in addition, the existing small restaurant kitchen needs to also be increased in size.